I did it. I really did it. And I have to say, it was both an eye-opening and a disturbing experience. Even though I once said I saw no reason to go, I went anyways, because I was invited. I was asked by a reporter to walk through the Creation Museum with him and give him my impressions as a rabbi and someone familiar with the creation stories found in the Bible. Yes, I said creation stories, because there are two stories found in the first two chapters of Genesis. But of course, not in the Creation Museum. There's only one story there, and the museum purports to prove that story is true through their use of science. Core to the museum is the belief that the Earth was created in six 24-hour days, and that the entire universe is approximately 6,000 years old. Why, you may wonder, are they so intent on proving 6 days of creation? Well, they say it on one of their websites. And now I quote, "Once you accept evolution and its implications about history, then man becomes free to pick and choose which parts of the Bible he wants to accept." These folks aren't willing to interpret the Bible or see the early tales as myth. They are all about believing every word of the Bible is true, or more accurately, believing every word of the Bible is true that fits with their preconceived religious notions. And be clear, they approach the New Testament exactly the same way. They claim to understand it literally, excluding anyone who does not accept their interpretations or their approach. Their approach is a very narrow and particularistic Christian approach, and it is antagonistic to anyone who disagrees with their reading of the New Testament. For those of you who've listened to my blog for a while, you might remember that I've already spoken about the museum. I suggested it was like Fred Flintstone dressed up in his Stone Age tuxedo. You can try and dress it up, but it's still biblical literalism trying to pretend it's science. Going to the museum was quite a trip. It was eye-opening. I was struck by the number of people there, young and old, families with children in tow, church schools and organizations. And has been reported in the news that parking lots were full, and it did look as if they needed more space. But more than just the numbers, I have to say I was struck by the quality of the museum. No, not the science, for there was no real science there. But simply the physical quality. Whether it was the dioramas, animatronics, video presentations, or the visual displays, the folks who built this museum spent a lot of money and employed very skilled designers. Regrettably, the money and the skill was used to try and convince folks that the Earth, in fact, the universe, is but 6,000 years old. While I didn't interview the folks I saw walking through the museum, it was my impression that many of them accepted the message of the museum. And frankly, that disturbed me. To think that in the 21st century, hundreds of years after other scientists disproved the biblical belief that the Earth was the center of the universe, that there's still folks arguing that the creation story found in the Bible is true? But no, it's not just the folks who funded and built this museum that hold this belief. It's been reported that just over 50% of Americans don't believe in evolution. What makes this museum particularly bizarre is its use of science to disprove evolution. The designers of the museum recognized that they couldn't just say that they were believers in the sixth day of creation. They had to go to great lengths to use pseudoscience in their efforts to support a biblical myth. I have to say, I found it disheartening, not only to see religious dogma trump scientific knowledge, but how dismissive the creators of the museum were of other religious approaches to the biblical text. There was an undertone of arrogance, that those who read the Bible as myth or as legend were less religious or, yes, even less moral than those who took it literally. This wasn't a creation museum. It was simply a high-tech retelling of biblical mythology dressed up in a Stone Age tuxedo. I'm Robert Barr, Rabbi of Congregation Beth Adam. Thanks for listening.